Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown city of St. Louis, Missouri. I'll be the first to admit that I've chosen some really interesting people to teach me about me. If you just kick back in your chair for a second and think about all these interesting teachers that you brought into your life, it's definitely worth the kickback. Think about all those wonderful, not so wonderful, strange and psychedelic personalities that you voluntarily chose to teach you about you. It is a fascinating thought. What if we all decided to entertain the lesson from each one of those personalities? Remember, we chose them. We said yes to the connection. This personality contemplation is not just about your former romantic relationships. It includes all your connections, such as family, co-workers, neighbors, friends, children, and strangers. One day on one of my daily messages on the other website, I mentioned a long-term relationship I once had where I was just downright miserable. Now I don't believe for a second that he wasn't miserable with me too. Are you kidding me? I get it. I get the reason why our souls had to mate up for as long as they did, and I also get why they had to disconnect. I've also mentioned in a previous daily message that I've been married twice in my early 20s, and I understand those connections as well. I also understand that I did not need to get married in order to learn the lesson, but I did. That's the hindsight. I challenge each and every one of you to look at all your relationships and grab the lesson that will teach you more about you through them. What about the dramatic coworker or the challenging parent? What about the difficult child or the loud and nosy neighbor? What about the black sheep of the family? And what about the bizarre stranger or the chaotic friend or the angry ex? What about them? Turn the experience around to you, and what did it teach you about you? The all-inclusive answer doesn't work here, meaning if you say, well, I learned never to trust men again. Well, that's an all-inclusive answer and certainly isn't fair to all men. The question remains, what did you learn about you through that person? The question is about you, not them. If you learn something, you should always be a better person for it. I've had many colorful personalities come in and out of my life over 45 years, and I'm grateful for each and every one of them, no matter how it felt. Considering what I learned, I would not give back one single connection. I would do it all again just to learn and know what I know today. Through all the bumps and bruises along my spiritual progression path, I have learned how to love, revere God, be bold in the name of Jesus, show respect, embrace confidence, reveal my nature, seek adventure, forgive completely, ask for forgiveness, take a chance, try something new, become healthier, respect authority, take responsibility, self-discipline, self-correction, self-monitor, type faster, walk slower, listen more, talk less, handle money appropriately, live alone, be independent, show up, trust, remain patient, have fun, use my intuition, break the silence, get the chip off my shoulder, tame my ego, tell the truth, live my dream, be a good sport, get organized, share my life, show compassion, play nice, be gentle, let go, release guilt, laugh more, get involved, stand up for myself, defend the defenseless, be benevolent, show kindness, smile and mean it, work hard, play more, confront a fear, be thankful, say thank you, trust myself, make a commitment, ask for help, calm my spirit, stand up straight, work alone, be a better mother, be a better daughter, be a better sister, be a better cousin, be a better aunt, be a better friend, and be a better soulmate. Naturally, there is so much more I could list and so much more to improve upon that I've already learned. Thinking about everything I just said, in my mind and in my heart, I have matched up one person to each lesson I just said. And believe me, some of those lessons were pretty darn painful. They hurt, and they hurt bad. Now I sit here in wonderful and appreciative agape mode that I chose so many interesting and colorful personalities to show me who I am, who I was, and who I can become. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, de nada gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.